If Christians did not share their faith with others, it would be a most unloving act. How can we stand by and not say anything to warn the world around us? Conviction and one's inclination to repent and draw near to Christ comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Of course, not all who hear are convicted, let alone are they inclined to trust in him. To be called is not necessarily to be chosen. As Jesus said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Now, what do we make of that? Me, I tend to think that those who are among the called started out following Jesus because they believed he was the answer to get them out of their unpleasant situations. At the time of Christ's presence, Roman rule and subjugation specifically. Then again, they tagged along until they heard Jesus say things that were hard to follow, let alone swallow. No, no, the cost was simply too high. To love him more than their parents, children, brothers, or sisters? What's that again? He said what? Sell all of my possessions and give proceeds to the poor? Hard sayings indeed. No wonder they were not inclined to believe in Jesus. The cost was simply too high. Now, as for those who are among the chosen, we know the Holy Spirit inclined their hearts, minds, and souls to repent and to cry out. Even those who struggled in believing cried out to God to help them in that. He did. Why? They were among the chosen. They were foreknown by God. Their salvation preordained from all eternity. Amazing thought, isn't it? Apart from being the apple of God's eye, we didn't have anything to do with it.